Sometimes when we're going through a bad patch, all we want is for it to get better. But actually, what we need to do is to plant a good seed. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to the program today as we kick off a new series of messages called Reaping God's Harvest in My Life. It's just fabulous to be together again at the start of a new week. Can I ask you, what do you want to get out of your life? I mean, when you stand back and survey the landscape that you call my life, the highs and the lows, what are some of the things that you'd love to see there? Relationships, achievements, family, career, money, promotion, holiday. We're all different. But basically, my hunch is that we kind of want the same sorts of things in life. Health, happiness, fulfillment, a sense of belonging, a sense that we're needed, being part of a community, hope, a future. They're the main things, aren't they? In a sense, we want a harvest out of life. Sure, we expect to put in. Sometimes we put in too much, other times not enough. But really, we want to get something out of life. We want to get to the end of our lives and look back and see that we've had a harvest. A harvest. Back to your life for a minute, your landscape, the things that you're looking for. Are they there? Are you reaping the harvest in your life that you're really hoping for? And if not, why not? I love getting up on a mountaintop to a lookout. There's one not far from where I live that I particularly love. And you stand on the top of the mountain, you look at the hills and the valleys below, the green fields, the oceans, the beaches, that factory over there belching out smog. Over that side, the sun's shining, but you look over the other direction and there's a storm. You can see the rain coming down over there. There's something really uplifting about looking down from a lookout at the good and the bad and the ugly. And the same's kind of true when we look at the landscape of our lives. When we stand back at a vantage point and we look down at all the bits, life, our landscape, the good and the bad and the ugly, and you look in one direction in your life, and the sun's shining over there. It's doing really well. But you look over in another part of your life, and there are storm clouds there, and you wish that was different. We all have different rooms or departments or areas of our lives, our family, and what's going on inside us, our sense of security, our sense of worth, our friends, our work, our financial situation, whether we can put food on the table. All those bits come together in this thing that we call life. What do we want out of life? Peace, health, love, pretty basic things. And for most people, there's a part of life, at least one part, where there's something missing. Maybe your marriage isn't quite everything you want it to be. Maybe work is, you're so sick and tired, but it's boring, the people, the politics. Oh, Lord, get me out of here. Beam me up, Scotty. Maybe it's what's happening inside. Maybe there's a lostness, a downness, an emptiness that you can't explain, that you can't quite put your fingers on. And what so many people want is a harvest. But right now, it's not what we want it to be. There doesn't seem to be a harvest. I'm no farmer, but before you can have a harvest, you have to plant a seed. Isaac was Abraham's son. Isaac was the son that Abraham and Sarah hoped for so many years. And one time he found himself in a land where there was famine. Have a listen. This comes from Genesis chapter 26. Now, there was a famine in the land, besides the former famine that had occurred in the days of his father Abraham. And Isaac went to Gerar, to King Abimelech of the Philistines. And the Lord appeared to Isaac and said, "Don't go down to Egypt. Settle here in this land that I will show you. Reside in this land as an alien, and I will be with you to bless you." So Isaac settled in Gerar. And here was Isaac in this country, and he wanted to run away. I mean, it was a horrible place. There was famine. He wanted to go down to Egypt, but God said, no, stay here. And then further down in this chapter, in verse 12, we see this. Isaac sowed seed in that land, and in the same year, he reaped a hundredfold. See, if we want a harvest, no matter the fact there's a famine, no matter the fact that the place isn't very nice, if we want to harvest, the basic principle of life, the God principle, is that whatever you sow, you will reap. So if there's a situation at work, if you sow anger, you'll reap anger. If you sow peace, you'll reap peace. If you sow gentleness, ultimately, you reap a harvest of gentleness. Let me ask you something. If your marriage isn't quite what you'd like it to be, what happens when you sow criticism into that marriage? What happens when you sow anger into that marriage? What do you get when, on the other hand, you sow unconditional love into this marriage? See, we're like Isaac. We find ourselves in a land where there seems to be a famine going on. What do we want to do? We want to do what Isaac did. We want to run away. He was going down to Egypt. He was getting out of there, this place called Gerar, where the Philistines were and where King Abimelech lived. He wanted to go to Egypt, and God said, no, don't do that. Stay right where you are. Reside in this land as an alien, and I will be with you, and I will bless you. And so he did. And he made some mistakes. We'll look at them later on this week. He made some big mistakes. He lied, just like his father lied. He sold his wife into a king's harem, for goodness sake. Chip off the old block, just like the old man. But God's heart was to bless him. And so it was about sowing and reaping. Sowing and reaping is a blindingly, glimpsingly obvious idea. It's one of God's basic principles in life. There's a time to plant seed, and there's a time to reap the harvest. It's as natural as night following day. Let me ask you, as you survey the landscape of your life, and you see the bits that are like a famine, you know, the bits where things aren't going well, we really just want to harvest now, don't we? We want God to fix it now. But here's the principle. When we're in need, we need to plant a seed. And planting a seed in a drought and in a famine is a big risk. When a farmer takes seed, it costs him money, and he plants it into the ground, and there's a drought going on. You think, boy, what a risk. We tend not to feel like planting seeds in the middle of a famine. But the God I know is a God of blessing. He lets us travel through stuff. He lets us wear the consequences of our mistake. But he is a God of abundant blessing, not some unrealistic sugar daddy. He tends to involve us in the blessing. He tends to say, come and plant a seed in the place where I put you. Don't run away, just plant a seed. In the midst of the famine, Isaac planted a seed in that land. And in the same year, he reaped 100-fold. One seed turned into 100. 1,000 seeds turned into 100,000 seeds. There is a time when we have to plant seed. It's our bit in the faith step. What harvest do you want in your life? In what area of your life are you looking for a harvest? It's time to plant a seed. For as we sow, so shall we reap. Before we go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional that I'd love to send you to help you draw even closer to God. It's called Fresh, a powerful scripture verse, together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement delivered right to the inbox on your smartphone, tablet, or computer each and every day. You can read it, listen to the audio, or even watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. God's Word, fresh for you each day. It's completely free. To get instant access, just stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll instantly receive a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address, in case you missed it, is ChristianityWorks.com. So go ahead, sign up to receive Fresh, and may your heart be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.